God, no.
Daddy, you asleep? Dad?
What?
Dad, I have something to tell you.
Is it important?
Yes, Dad.
How important is it?
An eight.
Is it a child's eight or an adult's eight?
I don't know. I've never been an adult.
Vanessa, I just finished working 18 hours in the hospital. I delivered over 8,000 babies. I am really, really tired. And if this is not really, really important, I'm going to be really, really angry.
Dad, I don't know what to do. If I tell you when it's not important, you'll be angry with me. And if I don't tell you when it is important, you'll be angry with me. Whatever, come downstairs.
To punish me.
Dad.
Now, what is it?
Rudy's home.
There better be more.
There is. You know Rudy's pet goldfish, Lamont?
Yes.
The one you bought for because she ate all her peas?
Yeah.
Now, don't think I'm complaining because I eat all my peas. You don't buy me a thing.
Is this about buying you something?
No, it's about Rudy's goldfish.
What about Rudy's goldfish?
He's dead.
I'm sorry.
Rudy doesn't know yet.
Are you sure the thing is dead?
Our fish are supposed to float on their backs.
And Rudy doesn't know it yet?
She's feeding him.
And he's not eating.
Now you're cooking.
I'm so glad you're home.
Hi, Mom.
Hi. Mwah. Wait till you hear what I did at work today.
Yeah, well, not right now, dear. We got a little problem.
What is it?
Rudy's goldfish is dead.
Well, how is she taking it?
She doesn't know yet. Dad here is going to break it to her, and I'm going to watch. There?
I don't think you understand the relationship between Rudy and Lamont. I mean, I took her into the pet store. We came in front of this huge tank, fish tank. You understand? She walked right up to it, and she said, I want that one. The man took the net, went in, caught a fish, put it in the bag. She said, that's not him. 10,000 fish, all look the same. In that tank, my daughter says, that's not him. So finally, the man steps down, hands Rudy the net. Rudy climbs up on a crate, holds the net out. It doesn't touch the water. Lamont jumps up into the net. He shows him to them. He says, that's him. I said to the man, it was all the time.
Daddy?
Yes, dear?
Are you stalling?
That was a very touching story.
Yes, Daddy. A long, touching story.
Hi, Ruin. What you doing? So, how's everything?
Fine.
Good. Everything okay?
Uh-huh.
That's what you think.
school, Doctor.
Rudy, Daddy wants to talk to you about Lamont.
Lamont?
Yeah. You see, dear, Lamont has gone away.
No, he hasn't. He's right here.
Well, yes, and no. You see, goldfish are not very strong, and sometimes, without warning, they just stop doing things forever. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
What am I saying?
I don't know.
Dad, let me try.
Hey, what's going on?
Rudy, what Dad's trying to tell you is that your goldfish is decreased.
Close. Deceased.
What's deceased?
Dead.
What's dead?
Your goldfish. Yeah. Dad, he is dead.
No! Lamont is more than just a body. He is funny stories. He's nibbling food. He's swimming through the lighthouse. Lamont will always be with us.
Oh, well, yeah. Can I flush the body?
Go to your room.
What did I say?
Go to your room.
You unfeeling beast.
Come over here, honey.
Daddy, is he really dead?
You can cry if you want to.
Maybe later.
You think we could do something to cheer her up?
Why don't we fix her favorite dinner?
Now, that's a great idea.
Hot dogs.
That's your favorite dinner.
How about your famous scrambled eggs?
Now, that's what we'll do for her. What else do you think we could do?
She's always wanted a dog.
No, you wanted a dog. Here we go, Dad's famous eggs.
It's a good thing you didn't serve fish tonight.
Hey, unless you're planning on eating that basketball, get it off the table. What's the matter with you? All right, now, look, honey, please, come on. You've got to eat. I made these special for you. Just take them.
Can I leave the table?
Just take a little bite.
I'm too sad to eat.
Now, that's all right, honey. Come on. We'll go upstairs. Come on.
Oh, Rudy. Your mama did the most fantastic thing at work today.
Mama now.
You guys just don't even seem to care about your sister.
Daddy, don't you think you're just blowing this a bit out of proportion? It's just a dead fish.
Right. Sounds like flushing by time to me. You see, we all gather on the bathroom bowl, and then flush it by glory.
What if we said a little prayer before we hit the handle?
Daddy, a funeral for a fish.
That's not a bad idea.
Or why not have Reverend Winningham come over and deliver a eulogy?
That's a better idea.
Daddy!
Dad.
Daddy!
Oh, come on.
Daddy,
Dad,
come on. You're only kidding, Dad. Dad. It's okay to be weird here, but you're going outside the house now.
Oh, he's really doing it.
Daddy, please don't do this.
Hello, Reverend.
He's a minister, Dad. He told God we're crazy.
Just a minute, please.
We'll do anything you say.
You guys will come to the funeral?
Yes.
You'll do whatever I ask you to?
Yes.
You wear funeral clothing? Hello, Reverend?
Yes!
Just a religious question.
Come on, Daddy.
Christmas. Will it be the same time again as last year? I see. All right. Yeah, that is December 25th. All righty. Okay, nice talking to you. Bye-bye. Tell me about your day.
My day?
Yes, you know, the exciting news.
Forget about that.
Okay, well, I know what that means. Filing of the nails means dead husband on the floor. I'm going to sit in this chair.
You promise?
I swear. I'm not getting out of this chair.
Last week, I was reading the Burley Construction Contract.
Burley Construction Contract. I know it well.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Shut up and listen. Now, nobody else in the office wanted to touch it because everybody thought it was a hopeless case, right? But I found this tiny loophole that...
Go ahead.
That was your beeper.
I heard it. Loophole. Go ahead.
Well, I found this loophole that saved the client over $10,000, and everybody in the office got so excited, even Mr. Greenbrook Sr.
Uh-oh.
Came over to shake my hand.
Go ahead. Mr. Greenbrook Sr. came...
Don't you think you better make that call?
No, because if it's an emergency, see, they just give one long beep. Go ahead. Mr. Greenbrook Sr. came out of the office.
Mr. Greenbrook Sr. came out of the office to shake my hand. And then...
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Greenbrook.
And he said...
Hold it. Yes, this is Dr. Huxtable. Mrs. Davis is left for the hospital. Well, how far apart are they? No, not the labor pains. The house to the hospital. Okay, fine. Well, just call the hospital and tell them that I'll be there as soon as I can. Thank you. Bye-bye. Came out of the office and...
And I think you better go.
No, I really don't have to go. I want to hear this. Honest to goodness, honey, please. That Mrs. Davis, this is her ninth child. Please, believe me, she doesn't need me. I'm just a frill. Now, come on, tell me, please. Came out of the office.
He shook my hand.
Shook your hand.
And said congratulations.
Congratulations. And?
And then he went back into the office.
It is the saddest story I've ever heard in my life. Oh, come in.
Dad?
Yeah?
I told Rudy about the funeral. She wants to know Lamont's going to end up.
In heaven.
Okay.
What's going on?
I just thought it'd be nice to have a little funeral for Lamont. Anyway, congratulations, because heaven knows when that man will come out of that office again. You understand? Now, is this the darkest thing that you have in that closet?
Why?
For the funeral.
We are dressing.
Well, it's for the funeral for Lamont.
I love living here. Coming in third after your patience and a dead goldfish.
Hey, Claire, the fish goes. You move to number two. Calling all mourners. Yeah, or Dad, you don't want me to call the Reverend again.
I don't have anything else black.
Go in and get your sister ready, please.
Here, Dad, matchbox for the coffin.
He's too big. He won't fit in that.
Well, can't we bend him?
Rudy comes out. Go in and get the fish. All right? Calling all mourners!
Do it! You like it?
Wear it when I'm dead.
Daddy, Harvey's coming to pick me up in about 5 minutes, so can we just move it along?
Move it along. This is not a Hollywood funeral. Now, take the sunglasses off. Put the sunglasses back on. There.
I feel a little overdressed for the powder room.
No, you look just fine. No jewelry. Come on over here, baby, beside Daddy.
She's wearing Lamont's favorite dress. I think it reminded him of the sea.
Dad.
Okay, let's proceed with the funeral, please.
I close his eyes for you.
We are gathered here for this special occasion to say goodbye to Lamont. Lamont was a good fish, happy, and brave.
I always felt safe with him around.
And so, as to all fish, Lamont's time on this earth.
Daddy?
Yes, dear?
I want to watch television.
Yeah. Well, see, we're having a funeral for your friend.
I want to watch TV now.
Me too.
Nobody is going to watch TV until the funeral is over. Is that clear?
If she doesn't want the funeral, maybe we shouldn't have it.
We got dressed up for this. And we're going to have it. Right, Rudy? Rudy! Forgive her, please.
He's talking to the...
Oh, Daddy. That's what? Harvey.
Where are you going? Hey! Don't you want to say goodbye to Lamont?
Well, Daddy didn't say goodbye to us.
No, you're going to come back here.
Cliff.
They're going to...
This is finished.
What do you mean, finished?
The party is over.
This is not a party. This is a funeral for Lamont.
The only one who wants this funeral is you. You have forced this on all of us.
I forced it on all of us.
Yes.
Ah, and you love this. This... Mm-hmm. Oh, this makes you very happy, does it?
No.
Yes, you are happy. My husband has gone crazy.
But, honey, it's ridiculous.
What is ridiculous?
Look at you, standing there dressed and holding the over the... And
he was a good fish.
And nobody cares. And meanwhile, there's a woman lying in the hospital waiting for you to come deliver the baby.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Lamont. Oh, you've come back for the funeral, huh?
No,
come.
I want some privacy.
You want to talk to Lamont by yourself?
No, I want to use the bathroom.